to our first show. We're going to be speaking each week about a different genre and looking at the way it started and how it has gone on to evolve to the modern day. Do you want to introduce yourself, Ricky?
Hello there, my name's Ricky. You just heard James. And yeah, like James said, this is the next episode. Each week we're going to be looking at a different genre of music, but up first is hip-hop. So we're going to kick things off with where many would say hip-hop began. This is Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang.
Do the hip hip hop, you don't stop the rocket to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat, and me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang bang the boogie to the boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the bang bang boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm the C-A-S-N, the O-V-A, and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1", and I'm tons of fun, and I dress to a D. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got two big guns, I definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental and a sunroof Cadillac. So after school, I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Him and talking my checkbook, credit cards, more money than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a punk from the rock and not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go, hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? Cause I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spring and drive off in a Death OJ. Everybody go, hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You see, if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend. I'm Master G, I'm out mellow, it's on you, so what you gonna do?
Well, it's on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toe. You start pumping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. Then damn, they start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You rock it to the rhythm, shake it there. You rock it to the beat without a care. Cruise the short shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of rhyme eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter, the pop, the pop, the pop. Give it, give it, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, yo. Throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here. I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere. Cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggles in your behind. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, girls. Get on the floor. Come alive, yo. Give me what you got, cause I'm guaranteed to make. Rock. I said 1, 2, 3, 4. Tell me, Wonder Mike, what are you waiting for?
I said a hip hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip hip hop, you don't stop. Rock it to the bang, bang the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat. Well, skittle bee bop, we rock a Scooby Doo. And guess what, America, we love you. Well, cause it rocks in a row with us so much so. You can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but we like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it out.
baby bubba. Baby bubba to the boogie, bang bang, the boogie to the beat. Beat is so unique. Come on, everybody, and dance to the beat.
Hello there. Welcome back. And sorry for any confusion from earlier. We're definitely not the news. We are the next episode.
Yes. So that was the Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight. You might imagine that when we were preparing for this show, we had to obviously cut out quite a lot of swearing because we're a daytime show.
Exactly. And hip-hop is not always the cleanest.
But the Sugar Hill Gang, they kept it clean.
Which is good for us.
Yeah.
So they featured a sample from Sheik's Good Times, which you'll be able to recognise. What's interesting is how they sort of came about, and this was popularised as some of the first ideas of hip-hop, because they actually brought in the words hip-hop.
Yeah, so the first lyrics are, I said a hip, a hop. So that's where hip-hop started, apparently. Interestingly, I read a little bit about this. So this is like where the education starts, children. The way that song came about was that apparently the Sugar Hill Gang attended a gig in New York where Blondie, Sheik, and The Clash were playing, which sounds like a pretty good gig. And apparently they just started. They got up on stage and started to rap along with "Good Times" by Sheik, which is the same bass line. And that's where it came from, apparently.
Well, you can hear it in the background now, and I didn't even notice it before, pretty naively. Shows how much we know about hip-hop ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's what we're really planning to do across these shows, is we're not going to pretend we know a great deal about all these different genres, but it's just about learning a little bit more ourselves, and hopefully you guys listening, learning as well.
So, I suppose with that, should we just jump straight on to the next song?
We will. So next up we have the Beastie Boys. It's Fight For Your Rights.
You wake up late for school.
Hello there. So that was the Beastie Boys with Fight For Your Right To Party. apparently that song was intended to be ironic, but I'm sure that point's been missed on many a drunken person.
So the Beastie Boys, they actually started as a hardcore punk band and then sort of moved towards more of a hip-hop kind of feel, which was interesting enough.
What I thought was funny about this was that song was released in 1986, by the way, so we've had a pretty big jump from the Sugar Hill Gang in 1979 to the Beastie Boys in 1986, but we're going to try and get through all of the history of hip-hop in 12 songs, so it'll be quite a fun ride. But what I thought was funny about that song was that the Beastie Boys, when they tried to incorporate rap into their music, apparently they hired a student from New York University whose name was Rick Rubin. So the more musically educated among you will know that Rick Rubin is responsible for, like, producing Red Hot Chili Peppers, Jay-Z, Run DMC, Eminem, Kanye West, and loads of other stuff. So I thought it was quite funny that he was unknown when he got involved with the Beastie Boys, and I think that's where their sound originated from.
And the musically uneducated would include me. I had no idea to
me.
This.
And me. I did not know that either. I just found that out. So, yeah, we're learning with you.
Hoping to, anyway.
Yeah. So, do you want to introduce the next track, James?
Yep, so up next we've got...
a great group of lads.
We have, exactly that. NWA Express Yourself. So obviously we all know who NWA are. They've obviously released there was a film that came out not too long ago, Straight Out of Compton as well. Straight Out of Compton, yeah. I think I'm really living up to the way that they meant it to be said. But yeah, we'll pop on Express Yourself, and then we'll talk a little bit about it afterwards.
Yo, Dre, you've been doing all this dope producing. You had a chance to show them what time it is. So what you want me to do? Makes it a cappella. I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sex. Cause it's known to give a brother brain damage. And brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. Rather
exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth, as long as you make a note to spread the share. The name for to make something dope on a record, that's what he came for. Kicking reality, overstand itself, but it's important that you keep it in mind too. From the heart, cause if you wanna start to move up the chart, then expression is a big part of it. You ain't efficient when you flow, you ain't swift, moving like a tortoise, full of rigor mortis. There's a little bit more to show. I got rhymes in my mind, embedded like an embryo or a lesson, all of them expression. And if you start fessing, I got a Smith & Wesson for you. I might ignore your record because it has no bottom. I get loose in the summer, winter, spring, and autumn. It's Dre on the mic, getting physical, doing the job. And WA is the lynch mob, it's a macabre. But you know you need this, and the knowledge is growing just like a fetus or a tumor. But here's the rumor, Dre's in the neighborhood and he's up to no good. When I start expressing myself, yell and slam it, cause if I stay funky like this, I'm doing damage. Or I'ma be too hype and need a straight jacket. I got knowledge and other suckers lack it. So when you see Dre, a DJ on the mic, ask what it's like we're getting hyped tonight. Cause if a strike, it ain't for your good health, but I won't strike if you just spread yourself.
So that was
NWA.
NWA.
With Express Yourself, which was performed almost entirely by Dr. Dre on the song, which is why, coincidentally, we've got him playing in the background. So obviously, we all know who Dr. Dre is. He's done a lot of producing, and he is worth an absolute shedload.
He sold Dr. Dre's Beats or whatever. Beats, that was it, yeah. How much was that worth? A lot of money, anyway.
A lot of money, yes. And obviously, NWA formed in... When was it?
Well, that
was recorded in 88.
Yeah.
So we've seen sort of already 12 years going through through in hip-hop. So who the person we've got coming up next is Grandmaster Flash. It's The Message. So we'll shoot straight into that.
Actually, before we do, I would like to say I actually saw them, the Sugar Hill Gang, this summer, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And they were incredible, yeah. And who were responsible for Rapper's Eye, which was the first song we played. But they kept, throughout their show, they kept listing off, different hip-hop artists, and were like, is that hip-hop? And everyone in Sheffield, who was Sheffield's quite far from, the origins of hip-hop. So we were just all...
Yeah,
going
if you
for
can't
it.
Tell from Ricky's broad accent, he is from Sheffield.
But we were just so everyone in the crowd was just like, "Yeah, Grandmaster Flash, that was hip hop," and then yeah, they were hip hop, and then it got to what's that guy called who does Push It? Not Salt and Pepper.
Push it real good.
No, what's the other one? Anyway, they were taking the mick out of us. They were naming some hip hop artists who apparently weren't true hip hop. And they tricked us real good. But apparently Grandmaster Flash and Sugar Hill Gang both were around at the same time. But this actually came out quite a bit later. This was in 1994.
Which was, around this old age last. We'll pop it straight on.
Like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My brother's doing bad, stole my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night.
Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job. There's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back. Can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane. I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me. Call, close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song, because he hates the places you play and where you stay. Looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers, driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you want to grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover being used and abused to serve like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in the cell. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
So that was Grandmaster Flash. He that song came out in 1994, but he started out in 78 apparently. He's now 57. But I really like that song. I think it's a great song.
What is it? I think what a lot of people will probably say is that we're just picking the most well known songs in the genre, but I suppose from people that aren't massively hot on it, I suppose everyone knows the songs. It's quite good like that.
I think Grandmaster Flash was actually is recognised as like one of the people who popularised scratching. I think they call it scratching when you twist a DJ deck and it makes like a scratching noise.
It's the official term. It was also on one of the Grand Theft Auto games. I remember that. Yeah. I can't remember which one. I think it was Vice City, but it was on that.
Yeah. So. I'll be honest, this is one of the things I didn't know, and maybe I'm stupid for not knowing this, but it sounds like hip-hop, or at least for like Grandmaster Flash and the Sugar Hill Gang, and apparently even before the Sugar Hill Gang, it started out in like block parties in New York. But then obviously NWA, which we played earlier, was when the West Coast scene started to come about. And then I suppose the 90s is where that culminated with like the East Coast, West Coast fighting off against one another or whatever, because you had Notorious B.I.G.
Which was he?
Notorious B.I.G.
No, as in which was he East Side or West Side?
See, I think he's West Side, but then I don't know. We'll find out. We'll come back to you after we've played this one. I know, like, because Dre and all that NWA, they're all definitely West Side, aren't they?
Yeah, wow. So, some real music knowledge getting tested.
But
there.
But my point was anyway, and I thought it was a nice
segue into Notorious B.I.G.
Notorious B.I.G. was that when he died and Tupac and all that, that was like the culmination of the fighting off against one another. So I think that would be a nice way to lead into Notorious B.I.G. with Hypnotize. Detroit players, Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. That's right, if they
Papa been fool since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to. Bruise, cruise, who? Do something to us. Talk goes to us. Yeah, Papa and Pop. Close like Starsky and Hutch. Stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily.
Take that.
Recently, frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace. Keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace. With my peace. Asking, asking who want it. You got it on it. That Brooklyn Bulls, we on it.
See, sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. This is why they're broken, you're so mean. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. This is why they're broken, you're so mean.
I put the NY onto DKNY. Miami, D.C., prefer Versace.
Right.
All Philly hoes with Moschino. Every cutie with a booty for the... Now I'm the real dude. Who's really the shit? It's Rod D. Frank Light putting six on the Lexus LX. 4.5 bulletproof glass tips. If I want some, gon' blast sweet souls. Ask questions last. That's how most of these so-called gangsters pass. At last, rapping about broad. An expensive car to still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment. My agreement, don't afford the payment. So it's tied up in the Brooklyn basement. Face it, not guilty. That's how I stay true. Richer than richer, so you come and kick
me. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. This is why they're broken, you're so mean.
I can fill you with real millionaires. That's cargo, my cargo. 160, swiftly. Wreck it by your new one. You crew run, run, run. You crew run, run. I know you're sick of this name brand. With those girls, say he's sweet like Nicholas. So get with this, it gets easy. Girlfriend, here's a bit. Round 10, come through, have on rough, that's Thursday.
Right.
Come up to your job, hit you while you're working for certain. I'm a freaking, not speaking. Be the freaking like rapper demo. Tell them the clothes all stolen. Kill them with the force like women. Black like women, what's been wrong like women. Lucky they don't own it. Where the safe, show me, homie.
Homie.
B.I.G., also known as Biggie Smalls.
I've just found out that...
Okay.
Sorry, Ricky. I just thought apparently the Kardashians did a music video to one of the Biggie Smalls songs. That's what I've just been told. I don't know if it was that one, but check it out.
See, this is the kind of stuff you want to learn about hip-hop.
This is the kind of high-quality...
I'm here for the real stuff. James is here for the...
That's what you'll learn over the time, is that Ricky knows all about the music.
I don't, because I got it wrong. Apparently... The Notorious B.I.G. was New York, so he was East Coast.
Okay, well, Ricky's supposed to be the one that knows about the music. I'm
right.
The one with the nasally voice to annoy people. But what have we got on next? We've got Jurassic 5 coming on next.
But before we go there, let's talk a bit about Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to deprive
quite
you of
pivotal.
That.
Pivotal. Yeah, well, I've got all my information here, so I may as well read it. So he actually... His last album, which was released... around the time he died, actually, was called Life After Death. Isn't that interesting?
That's an interesting fact. One of those spooky ones. I'm sure there's a few conspiracy theories going about that.
Yeah, there definitely is. And actually, he was in LA, the West Coast, to promote that song which we just played, Hypnotize.
Oh. It's as if we'd planned it.
So, yeah. And he was shot.
So
four bullets.
Who? So he was friends with who?
I don't know who was friends with James, well,
I don't know. Who is his... He was which side? West side?
Yeah.
Who else was on the
West side? He was New York. Oh, he was New York. I know Tupac and Snoop Dogg, they're like East Coast, aren't they? Because they're like California and California loving.
Hmm.
Apparently, the shooting was very similar to Tupac's, apparently. It was only 6 months after Tupac was killed as well.
Nothing but light-hearted music on the next episode here. Yeah.
Well, you know, hip-hop was never going to be the most comfortable week.
Yeah.
So, anyway, should we move on? We're about to leave the 90s now.
What are we on? So we're Jurassic Park still in
there. Oh, yeah, Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park.
Yeah, it's 1998.
So we're going to round off the 20th century here.
And then we'll pop it on.
This is a Concrete Schoolyard by
Jurassic.
By Jurassic Five. Now on the step, you know.
So what you gonna do around this? Yo, man, I'ma go over here and do this stuff. I know the rap man, and see what his head is all about.
Now I'ma say this one time, boy, and that's my word.
We rock the shot to knock fire through the Hindenburg.
The contribution is clear.
You add water to bone
and get the Jurassic vibe on the microphone.
Now if you like the tone
and how the harmony's done
and the sucker MC's die before they begun,
well, I'd like to know if you got the notion.
Cause we're number one.
I'm not trying to say my style is better than yours. I'm just on some other. I'm all about the beats and the lyrics, so when you hear it, you can feel it. The vibe is energized by the presence of my spirit.
No interference, we persevere. The purpose is clear, we're here to leave your ear hurt and severe. You're lurking in fear, cause we take it back like Robin Loxley. Rocking from countryside to spots where hard rocks
be. I often wonder if these MCs even know how it feels to dedicate their whole life to this mic and steel. It's not about the bill, that's not keeping it real. A lot of tight rappers out here ain't got no deal.
We appeal to the brothers with flow. Finesse, cause it's the 100-watt bloodshot game of death. Cause we're protected by the covenants of words and beats. Rewind and feel the heat, recline and take a seat.
So let's take it back to the concrete streets. Original beats with real live MCs. Playground tactics, a rabbit and a hat trick. Just that classic rap from Jurassic. Let's take it back to the concrete streets. Original beats with real live MCs. Playground tactics, a rabbit and a hat trick. Just that classic rap.
Now I walk from Transania, earthquake Transylvania, and all the way I take the hole through the wall of China just to get the right blend. Cause I'm schizophrenic of the pen, wait a minute, I fell into the deep end. You shouldn't have told me the pyramids can hold me, so now a contest is what you owe me.
Pull out your beats, pull out your cuts,
give us a mic,
what up,
and we gon' tear it up.
I'm on some old and forgotten, sun up to sun down, like picking cotton, the nutty professor, science dropping, rockin' Robin's Hood from New York to Compton, me and my three sons, Jabari, Shakir, and Compton.
So let's take it back to the concrete streets, original beats with real live MCs, playground tactics, no rabbit and a hat tricks, just that classic rap. From Jurassic, let's take it back to the concrete streets. Original beats with real live MCs. Playground tactics, the rabbit in a hat trick. Just that classic rap from Jurassic.
From you and I.T.Y. Do a die, anti-Illuminati. Why do the liquid from my vocals make the ghetto start swimming? Forever winning, I'm in it like Meadow Lark living.
I get goosebumps when the bassline thumps. A sucker MC for style, he had mine for lunch. Mark 7, get you open like an attaché. Briefcase in this case, defeat there is no way.
With tool spinners, cooking a full dinner. Killing the firstborn of lyrical Yule blenders. Winners at the academy, rattling your anatomy. Gotta be J5, so kill all your fake flattery.
That'll be the day when labels pay our way. Tune to what you say when MCs come to play.
Unfitted, cause we take it back like Spinal Tap. Preparing your intellect before your final nap. So
let's take it back to the concrete streets. Original beats with real live MCs. Playground tactics, no rabbit in a hat tricks. Just that classic rap from
from Jurassic. Let's take it back to the concrete streets. Original beats with real live MCs. Playground tactics, no rabbit in a hat trick.
Who got beef, huh? Watch your lot, settle it. I'll fuck around and arrest your whole development. I'm eloquent when it comes to digital display. I'm ready for the world while you earl off the Tango Ray tactics. My Jurassic, fingers of death while you exhale and inhale with the deep breath. With my chop suey style, cause I'm a lyrical chef. I get smarter to death, cause I be cooking from here to Brooklyn. Your shit's annoying like fat ass bookmen on good times when I rhyme. I hit the designated area. I hope you got your shots, cause this is lyrical malaria. Spreading, beheading fools with the punishment. I live in America, but this government 150 times over sealed with lead. While y'all drink the simmer like my rhymes are breastfed. No artificial nipples, I flip the real skills. I thought I told you once I kicked the lyrical windmills. And backspin Benedict strictly for my benefit. I step on toes when I flow, don't get offended. Come and get with it, comprehend it when I kick it. I represent the real from the beginning to the end of it.
So that was Jurassic 5 with Concrete Schoolyard.
It was indeed. So the next one we've got coming up, I'm not going to give it away, but it's one of our favourites. It's one of the few ones that I knew beforehand.
I think as we got closer to like the present day, we kind of ventured out a bit more because we knew a bit more about.
Yeah, I think the people listening that are gonna be so big hip hop fans, it might just seem like we've just googled hip hop.
No,
greatest,
I think we've gone through I think so far it's been a lot of like we've tried doing a lot of like the influential ones because like "Fight for Your Right" by Beastie Boys is actually the only is the only one on here that's like by white boys. but that was quite influential in that sense. I think like Beastie Boys were quite influential like that, and then obviously Rapper's Delight started out, Grandmaster Flash.
Yeah, no, I think we've done.
So
all that. I think
they are like that's where it all started. But I think you can start to see where hip hop might have like changed a bit in the noughties. I think they're called, aren't they, these days?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, I did find out that the Notorious B.I.G. song, it was Hypnotized that the Kardashians did a music video to. So. For all you hip hop fans, go do your research, and I'm sure you won't be disappointed. It was done by Bruce Jenner, so the now Caitlyn Jenner. That's a little bit of a who is married. So Caitlyn Jenner's daughter-in-law, Kim Kardashian, married to Kanye West. So we're bringing it all back round to hip hop. See, it all works out.
That might work out in a few songs from now.
If only I'd done it in a few songs from now. Yeah, but maybe. What we'll do is we'll introduce our next one. So we've got B.O.B. by Outkast. So Bombs Over Baghdad. And we'll chuck that in straight away.
Yeah. Here we go.
One, two. One, two, three. Yeah, it's the national underground. Thunderbounds when I stop the ground. Like a million elephants, a silverback, orangutan. You can't stop a train. Who wants some? Don't come unprepared. I'll leave there. But when I leave there, better be a household name. So now we sitting in a drop top soaking wet. In a silk suit, trying not to sweat. Hit summer songs without the net. But this will be the year that we won't forget. 1999. And I don't need anything gold. Be what you wanna be. Long as you know consequences. Forgiving for living the business. Too hot to jump in jail. Too low to dig, I might just touch hell. Hot, get a life, now they on sale. Then I might catch you a spell. Look at what came in the mail. I'm scaling some Arm and Hammer. So go grilling a baby mama. Black hair lacked in a pack of pebbles. Stack of questions with no answers. Cure for cancer, cure for AIDS. Make a nigga wanna stay on tour for days. Get back home. When I really it was bad all along before you left, ass up to a ball of power. Thoughts at 1,000 miles per hour. Hello, ghetto, let your brain breathe. Believe that. Stay street. Big things happen every time we meet. Like a track team, crack team, dying to geek. Outcast bumping up and down the street. Slam back, Cadillac by 5 75 MCs freestyling to the beat. Cause we get crunk, stay drunk at the club. Should've bought an ounce, but you caught the dub. Should've held back, but you throwed the punch. Supposed to meet your girl, but you packed the lunch. No D to the U to the G for you. Got a son on the way by the name of Bamboo. Got a little baby girl, 4 year Jordan. Never turn my back on my kids for them. Should've hit it with a grab top. Before you re-up, get a laptop.
top. Make a bid for yourself, boy, set some goals. Make a fat dime out of dusty coal. Record number four, but we on the roll. Hold up, slow up, stop, control. Like Janet, planet, stake on the Azonia. Moving like floor, coming straight to Florida. Lock like you want to blocks and quarters. Putting up a belt, cause the women's in order. Like a three-piece bitch before I cut your daughter. Your kettle taco bell, then I hit the border. Pity pat rapper trying to get the vibe. I'm a microphone being trying to stay alive. When you come to ATL, boy, you bet not high. Cause the Dundee family gon' ride.
Stripe like a zebra, I call that jungle fever. You on that control, the threesome, just roll the weed up until I get me some. We formed a new religion, no sins as long as there's permission. And deception is the only felony, to nup nobody without telling me. Sunglasses and Advil, last night was mad real. Sun coming up 5 a.m., I wonder if they got calves still. Think about the girl in all leopard, who was rubbing the wood like Kiki Shepherd. Two tattoos, one red, no apologies. The other said love is cursed by monogamy. That's something that the pastor don't preach. That's something that a teacher can't teach. When we die, the money we can't keep. But we probably spend it all because the pain ain't cheap.
Yeah.
Nice. So that was Kanye West. So we all know him. We all love to hate him, arguably. I think he's actually quite...
You saw him at Glastonbury, didn't you, this year?
Not Glastonbury. I saw him at Wireless, and he did his rant for a long old time. He didn't play a song for, I think it was about 30 minutes.
Oh, is this the one where he just... he just ranted on for like half an hour, and then
he was playing oh god, it's one of the ones from My Twisted Dark Fantasy, and he was
My Beautiful
Twisted Dark Fantasy. It was going on for about 30 minutes.
You stood through that?
Stood through the things. What else do you pay for when you go see Kanye West? It's apart true. From him doing a rant, and obviously he's recently gone for he's running for president in 2020.
Is he actually?
I think as far as in Kanye West's world, I think he is.
If that actually happens, like,
unfortunately, I think he'll get a few votes anyway. So we'll kick.
Did you see? Did you see President Obama's like address? That did you not see that?
Not about Kanye West.
He gave like some tips to Kanye West. He was like, if you're going to run for president, this is what you should know. It's worth checking out if you.
If anyone's going to give you tips, Obama's not a bad person for it. But we'll go straight into Death Grips, which are coming up. So. This is going towards, I suppose, more experimental hip hop, and it's quite exciting. We managed to find one of the songs which was clean.
Didn't we make it clean?
Well, we did a few. Yeah, if you listen out,
we got it as clean as we could.
Good editing.
But yeah.
There's a few.
It's a fun one. This one.
It is a fun one.
This one's dedicated to Matthew Norman, who kindly lent us his USB stick.
It goes, guilty! Sit in the dark and ponder how I'm fit to make the bottom fall to the floor, and they all fall down. It goes. Out of the shadows, barrage of witch tongue, cobras spit over apocalyptic cult, killer cauldron, smoke, stop music, seriously. It goes. Can't stop the groove, looks jaws clear off them locks. Relentless rob movement for the knock. Meter that G-spot body rock connected to everything you want, ever did want. We got it, why not come get us to get in that hole and watch me drop this cold guillotine death sentence. Yeah. It goes. Guillotine. Hidden all between and beneath every fragmented figure of speech. Tongue in reverse whenever the beat causes my jaws to call. The screen flashing red, can't see if ahead. Spinning exorcists like planets out of orbit off the edge of my knuckles, ripping the door to formal and all that's ever been said. Tie the cord, kick the chair, and you're dead. It goes. Head of a trick in a bucket, body of a trick in a bag, and thrown in the fire like bucket. Gotta burn it before it goes bad. Way too many times been disgusted by the stench of rotting such a drag. Get broke by the street like bloodstained glass. Choke on these nuts to the very last. It goes. Serial number, killing machine, the illest of means. Do an ambient on the filthy sound you're experiencing. It goes. Windows bulletproof, the slipknot fixing rope to noose to the gravestone grinder of cold steel. The bass in the blinds we saw a field. They go to a flow through our veins, blows through our tunnels and rattles our chains, and they all fall down.
That was the soothing sounds of
Death Grips.
Death Grips, Guillotine.
We thought we'd calm things down with Bass Walk by Poppy Davis.
So Death Grips are an interesting ones. So they've got an album called No Love Deep Web, and the album cover is just those words written on somebody's penis. It's just bizarre.
Experimental hip hop or experimental.
Something.
Experimental art, I think, all round. Yeah, I actually saw Death Grips a few years ago. In Manchester, and it consists of a guy called MC Ride, who's like the rapper, if you can call him that, the guy who was just shouting on that track, and then a producer and drummer called Zach Hill, And yeah, if you haven't, if you didn't like that, that is about as friendly as Death Grips come. But if you did like that, definitely check out some of their other albums as well.
Listen to The Powers That Be. It's got Bjork featuring on the it's a two-side CD. It's got Bjork featured on every song on the first side, so it's worth a listen. But we'll go straight, and we're running out of time. We'll go straight into Blockbuster Night Part One.
Actually, we'll not.
Oh no, nope. No, we won't. We'll go to Danny Brown.
This is Grown Up by Danny Brown.
Meal with school lunch. Now I spit a 16 straight with no punch. Remember off a dinner, all we ate was Captain Crunch. Now we blow big blunts on our way to brunch. Went from good fella to commissary slips. Now I got back up, man, every time I slipped. Never ever quit, I just kept on pursuing. Teacher always asked me, what was I doing? Scribbled in my notebook and never did homework. Low attention span, guess these Adderall work. Rock Tommy Hill shirts, ones with the boat. Rock poor kicks way before we even smoke. Used to have baby lungs choking when I hit it. Nowadays makes a whole seven in a sitting. Remember back then, man, we thought we grown up. Rushing at a kid just to be grown up. Yeah. Rushing at a kid just to be grown up. Yeah. Whoever thought I'd be the greatest growing up. Yeah. Growing up, I can eat a pound and 64 quotas. Burn up fire and drown drops of water. Son, I told ya, got them bangs like Goya. Gone up them heels, got me jumping off the sofa. Hotter than a hot pocket out the devil microwave. Model is begging just to be a sex slave. Excited for foreign garments like a tailor-made. And when he see me, man, they wetter than a Everglades. Every day, same shit, me getting paid. Waking up new, me getting laid. Used to take bottle back, waitress bring the bottle back. Now they see me shining and they looking like a sour patch. Catch a heart attack. Newport South Pack, never blow blunt raps. But these blunt raps sewn up. Whoever thought I'd be the greatest growing up. Yeah. Rushing at a kid just to be grown up. Yeah. Whoever thought I'd be the greatest growing up.
That was Danny Brown, Grown Up.
We actually saw Danny Brown together at Glastonbury the other year. Just a fun little fact for you.
Bunches and bunches, punches thrown into your frontless. Oodles and noodles, bang bullets at suckers noodles. Last album, Voodoo, proved that we was brutal. I'm talking crazy, half past the clock is cuckoo. You rappers doodle, baby, just basic boo-boo. I'm talking foodle, massa moosa, my money buku. My beats is banging. What you rapping, who produced you? I slap the snap, take what you got and run the juice you. USC Bitsy, furry frightened and freaking sickly. A little prickly, on display for winter swimming. Look at these kitties, Mike, I'm a rat and tat up for living. I deal in dirty work, do the deed in a dash. Ditch em. I've landed a hammer that's stuck in a fist and composition. We run a brand where the structure's the number one commitment. It's all a joke between monkadractions and coffin fitted. So we disappear in the smoke like we're magicians. No hocus pocus, you simple suckers deserve the notice. Top of the morning, my fist to your face. Vultures. We might be giants standing on little dandy shoulders. You park the proverbial pansy panty holders. I Jake the Snake up, DDT him in mausoleums. Macabre massacres killing in my coliseum. They all actors giving top and back of a BM. I fall back if your casting calls an ending in. Come on. I'm the foulest, no need for any evaluations. I'm a foulest, Johnson and Jimmy spraying faces. Any cow that is sacred will get to face it. Like any time a murder gets replaced, face it. The fellows at the top are likely. But you like mellow out, man, just relax. It's really not that complicated. Well, part of me, I guess I'm just as sane as you explain it. Or maybe sanctifying the sadistic is deranged. This run the juices, murder, mayhem, melodic music. Psychotic use it, the losing. Junkies simply abuse it. That's worth the filler. See my heart and I'm pushing coughing. I probably smell like a pound when they put me in a coffin. The gates of hell.
Run the jewels, everybody.
Yeah, they kept us busy with having to get rid of all of the profanity. Yeah,
I think it was worth it.
It was. Right, so we're almost at the end of our show now. So I suppose what we wanted to do, and this is something we're going to be doing each week, is going to be chucking something like a wild card in. So
it's going to be a track that you wouldn't really associate with hip-hop, but you can tell that it has been influenced by it.
Exactly. And Ricky, would you want to introduce this one?
Yeah, I'll introduce this one. But before I do, next week we've got electronics, I think, is our chosen
genre. That is what we're going into. So if we were thinking ahead, we'd have picked something electronic, but Ricky's just desperate to play an Arctic Monkeys song.
No, that's not true. It's just that I know for a fact that when this song was written, this album was written, they cited Dr. Dre and a lot of R&B and hip-hop influences, so I think you can hear that on this track.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, we'll also say goodbye now, so thanks very much for listening, guys.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
We've been the next episode.
Hopefully we'll see you next week.
I'm sure we will, hopefully. Right, take care, guys.
Bye.
Carrying your shoes, decided that once again I was just dreaming.